USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I voted for a guy named Trump.
President Trump's comments after casting his ballot in Florida this morning. The president back on the campaign trail, delivering remarks in North Carolina, then heading to Ohio. Two coronavirus vaccine trials are ready to start up again in the United States. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca joining drug makers Moderna and Pfizer in late-stage clinical trials in the United States. As far as when we can expect a vaccine, Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci telling MSNBC,
vaccine doses will likely start to be distributed on a priority basis, for example, to healthcare workers and those who are most vulnerable, could be very much by the end of this year, the beginning of the year. But when you talk about hundreds of millions of people, you're really talking about several months into 2021.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Google has removed three apps aimed at children from its Google Play Store because of the app's improper data collection that violates the company policies. The three apps removed, Cats and Cosplay, Number Coloring, and Princess Salon. A Democrat running for Congress is raising some eyebrows with one of her positions. USA Radio Network's Trevor Smith explains.
A candidate for a Missouri congressional seat is suggesting that the Pentagon be defunded. Retired four-star General Jack Keane spoke on Fox News.
What that will do, it will encourage our adversaries and put national security of the American people at risk. And our adversaries will fundamentally exploit it. People have different, significantly different viewpoints as how to handle these problems. I think it's one, it's irresponsible, and two, it is very insulting to the American people.
The candidate, Cori Bush, slamming her critics as ignorant. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As Democrats and Republicans try to work out a new stimulus plan, one part of the plan that seemingly does have bipartisan support is the popular Paycheck Protection Program. The program loans money to small businesses at a 1% interest rate. Nick Bogaz is a restaurant owner in Pennsylvania. He tells Fox News Washington needs to do something to authorize more PPP funds.
There's many across the country that are dealing with COVID in different ways. Lots of deaths are still going up. And then when you look at it, everybody can say that they know somebody that's been affected by COVID. And for small business owners, it's a matter of closing the doors or staying open. And we can't wait for them to take a two-week break. We need it now. And for round one and two of the PPP loans, we need a streamlined forgiveness process to preserve money and time for operators, along with ensuring businesses the ability to deduct business expenses that they paid with the PPP. Without this relief, millions of businesses will face tremendous tax liabilities.
First pitch of Game 4 of the World Series set for just after 8 o'clock Eastern time on Fox. The Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-2 in Game 3 of the World Series, taking a 2-1 lead. The World Series being played at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.